This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
Today, we are filing notices of dismissal for all charges against Reed Seligman, Colin Finnerty, and David Evans.
With those words from North Carolina's Attorney General Roy Cooper today, the so-called Duke rape case came to a close. All criminal charges were dropped.
We believe that these cases were the result of a tragic rush to accuse and a failure to verify serious allegations.
More than a year ago, a stripper accused three former members of Duke University's lacrosse team of raping her at a party. Those rape charges were dropped in December, and today prosecutors dropped charges of kidnapping and sexual assault. The former Duke athletes held a separate news conference today. David Evans thanked his family and his lawyers.
It's been 395 days since this nightmare began, and finally today it's come to a closure.
NPR's Adam Hochberg is in Raleigh, where the attorney general announced that his investigation shows the three young men to be innocent. And Adam, it seems that the attorney general is saying there was never a real case against these students.
Yes, his statement was, to me, surprisingly strong. He said that there was simply no evidence at all that anything illegal had happened at that infamous lacrosse party last spring. He said there was no evidence that an attack occurred. He said that the process that the alleged victim had used to identify her attackers was a faulty process. He noted that there was no DNA evidence and no other witnesses to the crime, and was particularly strong talking about the accuser herself. He said that she contradicted herself many times, told many different stories. He said that perhaps she believed that all of those stories were true, but he said there was no consistency between her story and the evidence, and there was no consistency in her story each time she told it.
And the North Carolina Attorney General also had very strong words about the District Attorney of Durham. He said that Mike Nifong pushed forward unchecked on this case. He called it a case of overreaching by a rogue prosecutor.
He did indeed. He said caution would have served Mike Nifong better than bravado. That's his words, the Attorney General's words. And he also said that the state plans to learn from this case. The Attorney General said he would propose to the North Carolina legislature a new law that would allow the state Supreme Court to step in cases like this where the district attorney may overreach in a case. That's authority that the Supreme Court has not had, that no higher court has to reach down to the prosecutorial level before a case has been decided. So the Attorney General says he's going to propose that as a law, and already the state legislature is looking at changing the procedures here so that it would be easier to remove a rogue DA from office.
And now Mike Nifong, that district attorney from Durham County, faces ethics charges before the North Carolina Bar Association.
He does indeed. He has a hearing coming up in just a few days and then a trial before the state bar this summer. He could face possible disbarment. They're looking at a couple aspects of his behavior in this case. Perhaps the most serious charge is that he withheld evidence from the defense that could have exonerated the lacrosse players who were charged. And he's also facing ethics charges for a number of the statements that he made to the news media in the early days of this case, statements in which he called the lacrosse players hooligans and said that he was 100% confident that a rape had occurred.
NPR's Adam Hochberg in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.